Welcome back to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This show features music that mentions something about Earth and nature. This is the 13th chapter of the water version of the show, and every song mentions water in this version. So I have to admit that I've gotten a little behind in doing my show. And so what I'm going to do is I have a folder where I've put a bunch of songs that I like, and I'm going to just put together my show right here. And so I'm going to surprise myself. Just do a random selection of songs in a list with no particular genre. So let's go. Okay, so the first song in the list has a long title. You Can Have Watergate. Just Give Me Some Bucks and I'll Be Straight. That's a mouthful. And it's by Fred Wesley and the JBs from the Funky Good Time album of 1995. So let's see what I can find out about the song. I'm going to go to Google or Wiki and see what's going. Okay, so the song was originally released in 1973. It's the album that it was originally released on, was called Doing It to Death, and all the songs were written and performed by James Brown. Huh. So there's the JB, Fred Wesley and the JBs. Fred Wesley, it says here, was born in Georgia, 1943. He was raised in Mobile, Alabama. He took piano and later trumpet lessons, and he switched to trombone at age 12 when his father brought home a trombone. So he's had a really good career. He's worked with James Brown during the 60s and 70s, and he was the main member of the band. He was the band leader, in fact, and he was a musical director of James Brown's band called the JBs, and he did much of the composing and arranging for the group. He got credit as Fred Wesley and the JBs when recording the album Doing It to Death, which sold over 1 million copies, and he was awarded a gold disc by the Recording Industry Association of America in 1973. So there you have it. Well, here's that song with the long name.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You can have Watergate, but give me some bucks and I'll be straight. You can have Watergate, but give me some bucks and I'll be straight. You can have Watergate, but give me some bucks and I'll be straight. Get it!
Hear the words to see the light. You feel just so fly.
All right. Well, that was Design by Michelle McAfee, a song on her Float album of 2013. Let's see what I can find out about that song. It looks like the computer virus checker is the main search result. So no, I don't want to see McAfee computer software. So let's narrow that down by making sure Michelle McAfee is one search term. Ah, she has a homepage and an about me. Looks like she grew up in Colorado. But at age 13, moved to a remote area of Montana where her family built a cabin and she learned guitar at that time. Oh, this is interesting. In her 20s, after some time in Nashville and L.A., she had a dream about Portland, Oregon and moved there. There's a story about a yurt in Portland, but let's see. She met a musician from Alaska and was invited to tour with her in Alaska in 2010. And she returns every year to Alaska. That's bad. She has a neurological disorder now that affects her vocal cords, and she's moving away from singing to writing. Oh, this is interesting. She is the creator of a magazine called Song Bones, and she started it in 2019 for roots music lovers and grassroots singers-songwriters. They have podcasts as well. Sounds as if she's my kind of person, someone with a passion for environmental causes and social justice issues. So it says she lives in a small town in a rural valley, southern Oregon, but it doesn't say where. Maybe it's Ashland. She has a Facebook page. It says she lives in Williams, Oregon. Where's that? Let me get on Google Maps. Google Maps says, it's just outside the Applegate Valley, west of Medford. Well, that is cool. Okay, so what's next here? Looks like Waters of March by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 77 from the album Vintage 74, released in 1974. There's not a lot of information on that title, so let's try Sergio Mendes. Oh, here we go. Wikipedia. Sergio Mendes is a Brazilian musician born in 1941. He's a jazz pianist. He currently does live in the U.S. Says his sluggish sales has led him to enlist voices of two English language singers. And his collaborations with other artists include the Black Eyed Peas. He has won a Grammy Award for the Best World Album. Vintage 74 is his fourth studio album, and he's immensely popular in Brazil. Waters of March comes from an idea about the rainiest month in Brazil along the Rio de Janeiro. Okay, well, I could go on, but let's get on to the music.
A stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump. It's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass. It is life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. It's a gun. The oak when it blooms. A fox in the brush. The knot in the wood. The song of a thrush. The wood of the wind. A cliff. A fall. A scratch. A lump. It is nothing at all. It's the wind. A flash, a silvery glow, a fight, a bet. The shot in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's the mud, a float, a drift, a flight, a wing, a hawk, a quail, the promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. A stick. It is John, it is Joe. It's a thorn in your hand and a cut in your toe. A point, a grain, a bee, a bite, a blink, a buzzard, a sudden stroke of night. A pass in the mountains, a horse and a mule. In the distance the shelves roll three shadows of blue. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart, in your heart. A stick, a stone, the end of the load, the ash of a log, a lonesome road, a sliver of glass, a life, the sun, a night, a death, the end of the run, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of all strain, it's the joy. We'll be right back.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. She once was a true love of mine.
Okay, so a familiar one came up, Simon and Garfunkel, with that last song, Scarborough Fair Canticle. That was on the 1972 Greatest Hits album, but it was first recorded on the 1966 album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Sergio Mendes also did a rendition of the song. Simon and Garfunkel were not the first to sing the song. It's apparently a Scottish ballad from 1947. Simon learned the song when he was on tour in England, and he heard a version by a popular folk singer named Martin Carthy. Then Simon and Garfunkel set it to counterpoint with Canticle, which it says is a rewording of the lyrics from Simon's 1963 anti-war song, The Sight of the Hill, set to a new melody composed mainly by Art Garfunkel. When Carthy heard the song, he accused Simon of stealing his song, and they didn't speak until 2000 when Simon asked Carthy to perform the song with him at a show in London. And Simon admits it was definitely what he could remember of Carthy's version, but it wasn't taught to him. So the lyrics are about a man trying to attain his true love. And in medieval times, the herbs mentioned in the song represent virtues that were important to the lyrics. Parsley was comfort, sage was strength, rosemary was love, and thyme was courage. I still don't understand what canticle is. Oh well, this next one is intriguing, a song by a group called Leftover Salmon. I think I know of this band. Let's see what their background is. Well, they are from Boulder, Colorado, and formed in 1989, so they've been around a while. They are a bluegrass rock country band. They're still together, and they started as two bands, Salmon Heads, and they combined with members of another band called Left Hand String Band. Hey, they played at the High Sierra Music Festival in Quincy. No wonder they sound familiar. They're going to be in Ashland in February. Wow. Okay, so their song, Whispering Waters, is on the album called Leftover Salmon from 2004. Huh. Usually a band names the first album after the band, but it does not look as if they've done this in this case. It's actually their sixth album.
Dance on the sand, to the song of the sea. Thank you.
whispered waters run down.
Where the whispered waters run down, down, down. Where the whispered waters run down. Where the whispered waters run down, down, down. Where the whispered waters run down.
All right, there are some nice sounds here. I'm liking this. That was Healing Waters by Caitlin Gemma and the Goodness from their 2016 album, Old Joy. Now, let's see. Nope, they're not on Music Brain. Let's try good old Google. Well, I love discovering local talent. I'm probably going to astound some of you since I have not heard of this band from Eugene, Oregon. Okay, it says here that they play music from the heart, inspired by nature, and it brings a wholesome and enlivened energy to the deep-rooted traditions of storytelling folk. Huh. I wonder if they're from Eugene. They're featured at an event at Seven Devils Facebook page in 2016. Let's go to that page. Ah, it says she's from Virginia City, Nevada. Let me check her Facebook page. Aha! We have friends in common. So there you go. She still lives in Eugene. Well, that's fun. Okay, so let's see what's next to discover. The next song is Meat Beat Manifesto, the song called The Water Margin from 2005 and off the album At the Center. I think I'm going to go straight to Wiki on this one. Okay, Meat Beat Manifesto is a British band from way back. 1987 was when they formed, and they are still together as a band. They play jazz electronica music, according to this website. Let's check out their site. Whoops. Looks as if their website is unsafe. Hit the back button. All right. The site was blocked by my security software. Well, anyway, they don't appear to have won any awards, but this album was very well received. Okay, well, stick around for some more songs, and if you like them, send me a note at janice@umpquawatersheds.org. And I'll give you a recap of the artist or play another one of their songs if I can. I hope you could join me next week on Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. for another Earth in Tune show right here on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice.
Time. The defense of socialism is more than the concern of the people. It to